Today we are doing Pesach brownies, recommended by my children.
Recommended by your children.
Easy peasy peasy, especially for this time of year.
We've got a whole tray of ingredients here. What have we got?
So first of all, I've got 2 ounces of cocoa, and you dissolve that in 4 ounces of boiling water. Yeah, just to make a paste. 2 eggs, 8 ounces of sugar, and 2 ounces of cake meal.
So what, we get 20 or 30 squares out of that?
Depends how big you make them, maybe 16.
Right.
Yeah. Very simple, and there's 4 fluid ounces of oil. So all you do is mix the cocoa and the water together to make a paste. Have 2 eggs. You beat 2 eggs together. And then you add your sugar and your oil. So in here I've got the eggs, the sugar, the oil.
Right.
And I'm just going to put in the cocoa. And then you can put a teaspoon of coffee in it, and you can put some chopped walnuts in it, but don't bother, but you can put anything in.
Would anything else go in it?
Yeah, whatever you can put. Other types of nuts, put some brandy, I'm sure, in. Whatever really takes your fancy. And then you fold in your cake meal.
So that's the matzah meal.
2 ounces of cake meal.
Yeah, matzah cake meal.
You just stir that in at the end. Pop it in the tin. And about 180, 25 minutes, and you've got a lovely tray of very quick Pesach brownies.
So that's going in a lined tin.
Yeah.
Grease-proof paper. Oh, it's a non-stick tray as well.
I know, but I never like to take a chance. And that's it. So yes, you could put your nuts on top if you wanted to. And that's it. How easy was that?